The Medrash Rabban in Vayikra reads, Ilu hayu yudei Ruvain, Shekodesh Baruch Hu, Kosev, Achva, Vayishma Ruvain, Tzilei Miyadim, B'Ksefiv Hayotonu, Umelichu Eitzel Aviv. Would that Ruvain realized that the Kodesh Baruch would write in the Torah about him. Vayishma Ruvain, Tzilei Miyadim, that Ruvain saved Yosef from certain death from his brothers, he would have brought him back immediately on his shoulders back to his father. Word that Aaron knew that Kodesh Baruch Hu would write about him in the Torah when he comes to see his brother Moshe. He would have gone out with him with dancing and drums. Ilu hayaboyz yodei shekosev alav vayitzbot lo keli, agalos ptumos hayam mevi umachila. Would that Boaz would know that the Navi would write about him. Vayitzbot lo keli, that he gave her what to eat from the grain. Agalos ptumos hayam mevi umachila. He brought her fattened cows to feed her. L'sha'ava haya adam osa mitzah hanavim kosun osa. It used to be that if a person did a mitzah, the nevi'im would record it. V'achsav sh'ein nevi'im, but now we have no nevi'im. Mi kosev osa, who will write it down? Eliyo mashiach v'kadosh baruch hu chosim hadahu d'ksiv az nidbu yu Hashem v'goyma. Nonetheless, these good deeds are recorded by Eliyahu and the Mashiach, and Kadosh Baruch Hu signs and attests to it. So, this medrash needs some interpretation. Does it mean to say that had Ruvain known that there would be that the Torah would write about him, about his good deed that he saved Yosef? Would Yosef from his brothers, would he been motivated because of that personal pride or cover that he would get, or similarly with Aaron as relates to Moshe, or Boaz as relates to Ruth? Are we speaking about the personal cover that they would get, that they would acted even more dramatically? So I think that the pshat in the medrash is this, that in each of these cases, Ruvain, when he saved Yosef, and he said, don't kill him, don't kill our brother, and therefore they didn't kill him, they threw him into the pit. His intention, of course, was ultimately to return him to his father. But he was acting within the context of a brother, and a personal family concern, and out of love for his father. But if he had realized that this is not only limited into that time and place on a family basis, but that the whole history of the Jewish people was being determined at that time by saving Yosef, so he would have acted not just on the level of a family member in the limited context, but he would have realized that the ultimate destiny of the Jewish people was determined on that. Al Ksefo, he would have taken Yosef Tonis, Yosef Al Ksefo Lachsiwa Elaviv. He would have carried him immediately on his shoulders to return him to his father. And similar with Aaron, when he was joyous, when he's about the that Kadosh Baruch Hu had elevated his younger brother Moshe, and therefore out of brotherly love, he was so joyous for him. But had Aaron realized that what we're talking about in terms of the choosing Moshe as the Av L'chol HaNeviim, and ultimately the Noisin HaTorah, he would have related to it in a completely different level. This is not just family. This has to do with the destiny and history of the Jewish people. But Tupim M'cholos HaYotz L'Kosso, he would have gone out with drums and dancing to greet him. And similarly in Boaz, he realized that this is not just a family issue in terms of Rus and his relationship to her, and just simply that he's helping an almona, but rather that the entire destiny of the Klai Yisrael, the Gulis Yisrael, is dependent on this, that from this union will come the Melech HaMashiach. So he would have reacted even more dramatically. It wouldn't just been some grain that he gave her. It would have been fattened cows. And that's what the Medrash means in his conclusion. That now there are no Nevi'im. So we don't even know nowadays things that we do, that they really, we think they were operating on a limited level simply in terms of the current relationship, family relationships, other relationships, or other things that happen with our lives. But we don't recognize that sometimes that the consequence is has to do not only for the here and now, but to the destiny of our family, indeed the family of Klai Yisrael.